From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the international effort to defeat the Islamic State group is moving in the right direction. But he cautioned more must be done to support stabilization in Libya and Iraq. Kerry spoke at the opening of a ministerial meeting in Rome where representatives from about 20 countries came to talk about ways to boost the anti-Islamic State campaign.
We've always recognized, everybody here has always said, this will be a multi-year effort. And it's going to demand sustained contributions and effort by every country. So we all adapted, I think effectively, to what was happening on the battlefield.
Kerry also highlighted the risk of the militants taking control in Libya with its vast oil resources, but said that a near agreement on a new national unity government would go a long way to preventing that scenario. Meanwhile, UN envoy Stephane de Mistura is meeting Tuesday in Geneva with representatives of the Syrian government after declaring the start of indirect peace talks and calling on world powers to live up to their pledge to secure and accompany ceasefire. De Mistura will meet with the government before speaking with opposition delegates. The process is part of a slow but incremental track of achieving indirect exchanges between the two sides. The United Nations Humanitarian Office, meanwhile, says it will send the Syrian government a detailed list of aid that it wants to deliver to three towns after getting an agreement in principle to make deliveries to people who are badly in need of food as well as other supplies. The UN did not give a date Monday for the deliveries of Madaya, Fua, and where Kafaya will take place. This is VOA News.